So this is a visualization to put you in conscious connection with your inner ally. Sometimes the struggles we have in our lives are exacerbated by the fact that our inner critic seems to have us on speed dial, and yet we find it so much more difficult to keep that conscious connection with our inner ally, that wiser, deeper part of ourselves that knows us, loves us, accepts us unconditionally, that holds the attributes of wisdom, clarity, compassion, and courage. So that's what this visualization today is hopefully going to help you with. So I'm going to invite you first just to kind of put up the do not disturb sign on your life for a few minutes. Take off your phone, make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Second, you might want to have a notebook or a journal with you. What comes up during these is very useful to write down and keep a record of. The third thing, please hold in this visualization, there's really no right or wrong way to do this. So I'm going to ask you to suspend judgment of yourself. Maybe nothing comes up for you today. That's completely fine, absolutely right for where you are today. It might be that lots of things come up and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm not doing it right. Let that go. There really is no right or wrong way of doing this. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to invite you just to sit back and enjoy listening to this visualization and let your mind's eye take you wherever it wants to take you today. What's going to happen is I'm going to try and bring you into a more conscious connection with that deeper, wiser part of yourself, that inner ally. As part of this visualization, I'm going to ask you some questions for you to ask in your mind's eye to your inner ally and just listen for what comes back. And again, it might be that nothing comes back today, or lots of things come back. Again, there's no right or wrong. So, please get yourself nice and comfortable, whatever comfortable means for you today. This is about you getting into a conscious encounter with your inner ally. As a reminder, this inner ally holds the attributes deep inside you of wisdom, clarity, compassion, and courage. Your inner ally knows you, knows everything that you've done, all the decisions you've had to make, times when you failed, times when you succeeded, times when it really hasn't been very apparent which one it was. But the most important thing is that this inner ally accepts you completely for exactly who you are, behind all the masks, all the evasions. This inner ally sees you, knows you, and loves you. So to start with, I'm just going to ask you to take yourself in your mind's eye to somewhere where you feel really comfortable. Now, it could be that this is a place that you know already. Clients in the past have come up with maybe a comfy armchair at their grandparents' house or a garden that they know and love. What is it for you? It might be that it's more of an imaginary space. That's completely fine, no right or wrong. Once you've found yourself in this space, take a little bit of time now just to notice what you see. Notice now what you hear. What are the textures around you? Can you reach out and touch anything? Maybe there are tastes or smells also associated with that. Just really bed yourself down into this place where you feel calm and safe. And now in this space, you're shortly going to be meeting your inner ally or your inner leader. Notice how that feels right now. Perhaps you feel a little bit of nervous anticipation. Perhaps nothing. Perhaps excitement. Just notice, but don't be attached to it. I'm going to invite you in a moment to meet your inner leader. And I'm going to request something of you. Can you just accept whatever comes up in your mind's eye? Now, it could be something material, an object, an animal, even a person, someone that you know, an animal that you know from the past, perhaps. It could be something completely random. It could be something completely ephemeral, like a beam of light or a feeling. One of my clients said they had a real visceral feeling, this point inside them like a diamond. Just try not to filter or edit. What's happening here is that your unconscious is sending you a message, and it sends messages and images and feelings. It's not intellectual. So just notice whatever comes up. And so now, in this space where you feel calm and safe, I'm going to invite you to meet your inner ally. What's the image that comes up for you? It might be that nothing comes up. It might be that lots of things come up. Again, there's no right, no wrong. Just stay with it for a little while. Notice how you feel right now. What is it that you notice about this inner ally? I'm going to invite you to take some time with this inner ally in this space. And you're going to ask a few questions and just listen for what comes back. And again, we're just shaking the tree. Sometimes questions will work, sometimes one of them will work, or two. Again, there's no right or wrong. Just listen for what comes back. So the first question that you're going to ask your inner ally, what is important for me to know about you? Just listen. Does anything come back for you? The second question to ask your inner ally, what do you want for me? The third question, how might I access your wisdom, clarity, compassion, and courage more easily? The fourth question, is there a name by which I should know you? And now, your inner ally gives you a gift. What is this gift? Receive it. Ask your inner ally, what's important for me to know about this gift? Now, in a little while, you're going to be taking your leave from your inner ally, but I'm going to give you a moment just to ask, is there a question that you have on your mind that you'd like to ask your inner ally right now? Take a moment. And now you're going to take your leave of your inner ally. But know that this inner ally is always available to you, always accessible, and that those qualities of wisdom, clarity, compassion, and courage are available to you anytime. Now take your leave and come back. If you've had your eyes closed, open them, give yourself a little bit of a stretch. It's a good opportunity to do some journaling now. You might want to listen again to this recording, perhaps pausing and writing down what came up for you. What I always advise my clients to do next is to consciously check in with their inner ally at least 3 times a day. And it could be doing anything. It could be waiting for the kettle to boil, or waiting for the bus, or, you know, when you've got a question as well, when you have got a question or a decision to make, you know, should I start this now or should I leave it to tomorrow? Even minor things, you know, what should I have for dinner? Whatever it might be. In doing that, it might sound crazy, but in doing that, what you're doing is you're strengthening that connection. What you're actually doing is you're rewiring your brain so that rather than paying attention to that inner critic, you're paying attention to that inner ally. I always tell this lovely Native American folktale, very well known, one of the two wolves. And it goes something like this. If there are two wolves on your camp, and one is a snarling, vicious, savage creature that would rip your throat out and the throats of your children as soon as look at you, and the other is a protective she-wolf who will actually help guard the camp from predators if you form a relationship with her, in a fight, which one of them will win? And the answer, according to the folktale, is the one that you feed. And so I always think of that when I think of the inner critic and the inner ally. The more we turn ourselves to face the inner critic, the more we're feeding it. But the more we learn to turn towards our inner ally, that deeper, wiser part of ourselves, the stronger that connection gets. Another recommendation that I make for people is to have something around them that reminds them to check in with their inner ally. It might be a screensaver or a piece of jewelry or an object to have on your desk or to carry in your wallet or whatever it might be. It might be a word. Sometimes having that name, if a name came up for you, that can be really helpful too, because it helps you to kind of cue into it. I hope that you found this really useful. It's an incredibly powerful, it's one of the most powerful tools that I use with clients. And I really want to acknowledge and give gratitude to my teachers, Karen and Henry Kimsey House of Coach Training International, CTI, who I trained with, and their teachers before them of the Delicate Lodge, because this is an old ancient tradition. So I really appreciate you listening. If you have any questions at all, or you want to get in contact, please feel free. I'm always happy to do that. You can find me at Fiona@FionaButlandCoaching.com. Take care. Bye-bye.